A cleaner future for the Hudson River in 15 years? Officials say it's doable. Under an agreement with the Department of Environmental Conservation, a coalition of six communities will upgrade sewer systems to reduce discharges of stormwater-diluted sewage after heavy rain. DEC Commissioner Joe Martens says the Hudson is the most important river in America.
Cities of Albany, Troy, Rensselaer, Cohoes, Watervliet, and the village of Green Island, as well as Albany and Rensselaer counties, all stepped up to sign this agreement. They signed it over the course, and their legislatures approved it over the course of the last month or so. I signed it yesterday. So we finally have an order and a long-term control plan to address something that we refer in the business as CSOs. In a nutshell, when a sewage treatment plant is inundated with runoff from stormwater or snow melt and the sewage that is collected in all the communities that surround the Hudson, it goes into one system. The wastewater treatment plant can't handle it. What it can't handle goes right into the river.
Among the planned upgrades are new bacterial disinfection systems and projects to separate some sewage lines from stormwater lines. Paul Gallet is with the environmental group Riverkeeper, which for years has tracked Hudson River water quality from Troy to New York City. He says this new agreement completely overshadows one conceived earlier.
They've literally doubled the amount of combined sewer overflow, the rainwater and the sanitary sewage that they're going to keep out of the system. And an extra 325 million gallons above and beyond the original 2011 plan. And so this plan gets it right. This is about clean water, fishable, drinkable, swimmable rivers. That's what we need in this country if we're going to maintain our greatness.
Martens sees the plan as a milestone toward the goal of making the river healthier for fishing, kayaking, swimming, and other recreation. When asked when does the initiative begin, Martens replied, it already has. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.